APS Board Chairman Reuben McDaniel tells WABE he's just trying to maintain a level of transparency. McDaniel admits he first asked one parent to file an ethics complaint against fellow board member Courtney English.
I received information late in the evening that was fairly hearsay, if you will. There had been an issue with Courtney working for a company that was soliciting business for APS.
That parent, according to McDaniel, was Julie Salisbury of the parent group Step Up for Public Schools. She confirmed that request to WABE, but Salisbury refused to file the complaint and, according to McDaniel, suggested another APS parent, Janet Kishbaugh.
Because Janet was a lawyer and had filed some complaints before. And so Julie put me in touch with Jan, and I had that conversation with her.
In an email obtained by WABE, Kishbaugh told McDaniel that documentation would be needed to file a complaint. WABE has confirmed the authenticity of that email. According to Kishbaugh, she was told by McDaniel that if she filed the complaint, then, quote, APS would produce a file of documents immediately to back up the complaint, close quote. McDaniel denies that precise language.
I did not tell her that. I was responding to a question she had about needing to get more information. She said, I don't have the information to substantiate this complaint. And I said that if you file an ethics complaint, they will have to produce the documents that would support the claim.
Any citizen, and that includes APS board members, can file an ethics complaint. When asked why he chose to ask parents to do it, McDaniel again said the accusations were hearsay. McDaniel claims he and Courtney English have talked and everything is fine. Per board policy, English cannot comment to the media about board issues. But now, according to McDaniel, Courtney English has not violated any board policies because he does not work for a company doing business with APS. Rose Scott, WABE News.